the general rules concerning university organization and procedure. This item changes the ordering of the title of the chancellors to emphasize their role as the chief executive of their campus. We also discussed four items on tuition and fees. The campuses and university administration have carefully considered the increases that are proposed for our approval. Today, you will hear a presentation on the item, Approved Tuition Rates, Academic Year 2013-14. The rates are being recommended to conform to the policy this board enacted, and our committee confirmed its approval of that yesterday at our meeting. Our policy states that changes in tuition should be held at or below changes in the cost of living and should be placed in the context of the state's appropriation. Vice President Pierre reminded us that we make these decisions on tuition rates by considering the access to and the quality of education, the funding approved by the state, and the practice of sound fiscal management. We noted that continued reduction of state support could in the future not allow us to follow that part of the policy regarding cost of living increases. We will also be asked to approve the rates for student fees, housing, and for cost recovery programs as outlined in our materials. I think it's important to note that we reviewed all of these items and kept on schedule. In fact, 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, we completed our business. So proud of the whole committee for working hard to get that done so that we could be ready for our wonderful retreat yesterday morning. That's my report, Mr.
Thank you, Karen. And I note that point at the end. And I assume you're encouraging us to be on time.
I'm trying to subtly do that, yes.
As subtle as it was, I got the message. Thank you. You know what, I thought it might be helpful to ask Christophe Pierre to come up. I know that he's presented a longer presentation, I think, at both committees on tuition, but might be nice to have all of us in the room see that presentation at one time.
Chris? After this, I just have an announcement related to the Healthcare System Committee. I just want to take a minute.
Okay.
Christoph's done. That's okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. So today we'll be presenting the recommendation from the university regarding tuition rates for the next academic year, starting in September 2013. This recommendation is the product of discussions and a process between the campuses and university administration and the trustees since fall 2012. As Trustee Acera just mentioned, I will go very quickly over the Board of Trustees' tuition policy and the recommendation certainly adheres to that policy, which was approved in January 2011 by the board and supplements guidelines that were approved in 1995. I want to make sure that the policy pertains to undergraduate tuition paid by students who are residents of the state of Illinois. So this is undergraduate in-state tuition. A few key elements of the policy. The policy seeks to hold tuition increase to at most the rate of inflation. As Trustee Acera mentioned, the level of support from the state is obviously a key consideration in setting tuition rates. And other important considerations for the university is for us to be enabled to sustain academic quality, support our crucial operating needs, and honor our four-year tuition guarantee. So the next slide on that. Tuition guarantee, since July 2003, it is the law in the state of Illinois. That law guarantees a four-year tuition rate for each incoming cohort, that is that freshmen who will enter the university in 2013, the fall of 2013, will not see a change in tuition rate for 4 years. It affects undergraduate programs only. It does not include student fees, or room and board fees. And if students happen to need to spend a fifth year or sixth year at the university, they move.